I am moving my church from a place of stagnation to a place of conformity of who I am in you, to you, and through you. You will not even recognize who you have become because you will outrun the status quo. The place you are about to enter into is a place of peace, of answered prayer, and obedience to my word. I have suffered long on this journey with you and made you a polished shaft available for my use. Do not quit now. Do not give in, for revival is at your door. The emptying of wheelchairs and much healing is about to take place. So sit, for much is happening. Did I not say much? Did I not say abundance? Did I not say revival? Did I not say anointings? Did I not say much love? For it is I who do these things in you and to you and through you. So have no fear, for it is I who will accomplish and am well able to perform all that I have said. Have no fear, trials and tribulations are coming, but I have already made a way through them. Be not dismayed for what is about to take place. I have seen this before, and nothing surprises me. Do not let these surprise you. I have overcome all the plans of the enemy, and he has no place with what I am about to do. Move with me, and do not stay the same, and it shall be well with you. If you stay back, you will die a slow death of same. I have much to do in this land, and I am ready to pour out on you. Deal with all sin quickly. Allow not any unforgiveness. I would like to use all of my children in this place of revival, but they have made it impossible for me to use them. I call the righteous forward. War is upon you, and I lead to much victory. Do not stay behind. Do not linger. Do not facilitate a revoke. Come forward. I am calling. Come forward. I will use all who are usable, and it shall be amazing in your sight. So do not hesitate. Fast much. Pray much. Resist all temptation of the flesh. Spend much time worshiping me, and we will move forward much more speedily than before. The time is at hand. Indeed, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Take time to deal with all things pertaining to the flesh. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But undealt with flesh robs my children daily. You have been married to one. Do not lend your members to that of the harlot. Prepare yourself fully and march with me into battle, and you will see much victory. For I am victory and chief of all things. My desire is to give you the kingdom and all its benefits. March on with me. March on with me. Follow my footsteps precisely, and there will be no stumbling. Do away with all sin in this camp, and come away with me, cleanly washed and of a pure mind. Revival requires pure hearts and clean hands and a willingness to obey even the smallest of details. There will be some who pervert this and try to use it to move up in the ranks. But I know all things and have made provision for this even now. So do not be dismayed when all of hell descends upon you, for they will find nothing here that they can use, and all will be well. I have overcome all the power of the enemy, and he has no place in me. We are one, and therefore he has no place in you, because you are being filled to capacity by me. Stand firm among the brethren, and exhort one another, and let us conquer together, you and I as one, in total agreement, and running as if we are one in the same. Did I not say as one? Did I not say that two shall be one flesh? Come away with me, and let us become one, and we shall conquer all things and bring this world system to its knees and to Christ. Many people shall enter eternity because of the preparations you have taken, and I am very proud of the stand you have stood your ground with, for I have given you the power to stand with and expected as much. You have withstood much, and we are ever so close. Continue to uphold my truth as if it was water in a dry and desert place. It is all that you need to move forward into all that I have for you. Desire me above all else, and we will move through this next season as a whirlwind through dry leaves. We are ever so close, and a purging must still take place. Do not be of a sad countenance. We shall overcome as one, together. I have not left or abandoned you. I have carried you, for it is you whom I love. It is you whom I provided all things for, and it is you who shall reap of all the abundance that I have given. Take heed to glorify me for the abundance, for it is only through me that abundance comes. For I have given out of the abundance of all that I am, and I have freely given you all things pertaining to life and godliness. Again, sin must be dealt with at all cost. For did I not also say, who the Son sets free is free indeed? Complete freedom is how I walked, and freedom is found only in me. Make no excuse for sin.